Hi, this is internationally known television star, world famous Jeff Morrow, and you're on the road with Dane in WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland, and on the line with us now. We're in the presence of royalty. You first grew to love him as the Sandwich King, and now as the co-star of one of the cornerstones of the weekend, the Emmy-nominated cornerstones of the Food Network, star of stage, screen, and soon to be Sobe, the one and only fearless leader of the Pork and Mindy's Empire, Jeff Morrow. Jeff, welcome to WGN.
What is up, great old friend Dane?
It is good to talk to you. You know what I mean? You're all over the place. You know, people see you. I mean, in Chicago, you're around, and of course, you're here. You're braving the elements with the rest of us. You haven't moved to L.A. or New York yet, you know. But for the listeners that may just see you around here and think of you as just a regular Chicago guy, you've appeared on the Today Show, Jimmy Fallon, Good Morning America, and now what I think really sounds like the makings of a future kind of a buddy cop show for the Crave Greater Fort Lauderdale series. You know, it's the Bloody Mary brunch coming up with Jeffrey Zakarian teaming you guys up. I think you guys would make a good buddy cop show.
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious. We are the, Tango and Cash of the food world. But, you know, maybe more Martin and Lewis. But, Briggs Bertaugh. I mean, history has always favored, odd couples, right? So we get along splendidly. I mean, that's the thing. The foundation is a true friendship. So we get to, display that obviously on the show, but it's nice to do events just me and him without, the other two mucking us up.
Well, here's the thing too. So Point Royale, which actually sounds like a great James Bond film, is his yes. restaurant down there. So it's an opportunity not only to share, great food, some great times, Bloody Marys with a lot of the fans and people attending, but also it's a great way to showcase the new spot. Have you been down there yet?
I have not. I haven't made it past the foyer, if you will. They just won't let me in. You guys are really lucky to come out because they do check your bank statements and everything to see how fancy you truly are. But all kidding aside, no, I haven't been up there. So this will be my first time.
It's going to be great. It'll be the first time for a lot of people that are going to be enjoying it on the 24th. And again, for the listeners, you have been down to South Beach a bunch of different times, whether it's there to collect, the Burger Bash Championship, or whether it's there just to entertain and meet your, enormous throng of fans. But for the listeners who haven't made it down there, there's still time to get down there, get out of some of this weather, as Jeff's going to be doing soon. Talk a little bit about South Beach. Like, what is it? Like, the vibe? It's a very cool place, I could say it, but it's great coming from you.
It's kind of our Super Bowl in a way for food, especially in the Food Network family and within food festivals. It's not in like a home city. It's not New York, which is fun, but most everybody's from there and kind of on guard and have to go back to their families and jobs and everything that night. And this is just total let loose. So you're going to see the chefs and the personalities kind of at their most fun. And there's so much great food and usually great weather in the, height of winter here. So there's really no excuse not to come down.
So when it comes to I know you're testing recipes probably for this, the Bloody Mary brunch. Are you a fan of the Bloody Mary? Some people really, really, really love them. Some people sort of love them. Some people tolerate them. Where do you fall?
I tolerate them, and I'll tell you why. To me, it's like I appreciate it, but if I'm having a drink, I'm going to probably have three drinks. You understand? I can't drink three Bloody Marys. To me, I might as well just go on like a chili binge. You know what I mean? So what I like to order, and I do love the celery stalk and the accoutrement. I love that. But when I get that, I get a nice, you get a double vodka and soda, right? And then a couple splashes of the Bloody Mary mix in there. See? So that way it's lighter, less tomatoey, less acid, and you still do the trick. You get a little hammered if you need.
So you're still able to maintain the street cred on the Bloody Mary side, but just kind of tailoring it to your own palate, your
exactly.
own taste, your own constitution. And of course you can get a little bit of bacon in there as well. So let's talk a little bit about, because you're under the flag in the tent of the overarching empire of Pork and Mindy. So for those people who want to experience a little Jeff Morrow outside of the TV side, from the edible side on a daily basis here in Chicago, let's talk about it.
Great. We're rolling, man. We've got some big things coming up. Some big openings where Pork and Mindy's will be even more accessible than ever before throughout Chicagoland. and beyond. So we're really excited, but it's been great, you know. Our Wells and Wacker at the Wells Street Market location is just does gangbusters every lunch. We keep changing up the menu. We keep adding stuff. So if you haven't been there in a week, chances are there's going to be several new things to try. We have our new pit bowls at all locations. You know, people are very health conscious this month, these next 2 months, right? So we're kind of, you know, within the vein of that in giving you all the great meat and pickled vegetables and fresh veggies and sauces, but over a bed of our smoked cauliflower rice. So that gives you a whole different, you know, vibe. You don't have to get the, you know, golden brown tots or this, you know, big sandwiches.
You know what? That's really nice that you're doing that because, you know, not every barbecue place or a place that's got kind of that position in the food world, you know, like thinks of things like that. But I guess you got to be more things to more people. Occasionally, people that love great barbecue have friends or family members, you know, that want something healthier, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, we've never been, you know, we call ourselves Creative Barbecue, which gives us a license to keep creating and, you know, pushing ourselves outside the boundaries of your typical smoked meat platter with some beans and slaw. You know, we love that food. We pay homage to it, but we don't kind of pigeonhole ourselves in that. So that gives us the ability to still feed people those great flavors and colors and textures without having, hold on, Alexa, stop. Sorry. My timer was going off because I'm steaming some artichokes. See, me and my staff of zero. I'm looking. My wife is vacuuming right now, which is kind of rude because I am on a world famous show right now, radio interview.
Yeah,
so this is just another day in the Morrow household.
Oh my gosh! You know what? Here it is, though. Right, and I think the listeners can appreciate this. Is you walking the walk? That's what it's called, right? You know that you're.
It is right.
You're actually doing it. All right. So think about it. Let the listeners know we're talking with the one and only Chicago's very own Jeff Morrow, star of the Emmy-nominated show The Kitchen on the Food Network, and you kind of teased a little bit that there's going to be some ways for most or maybe all of Chicagoland to enjoy what it is that you're doing on Pork and Mini. And I got to think if maybe because she's been on quite a bit, you know, highlighting is that maybe the inspiration on the invention side from Sunny, she's got the Inflatium. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, if you've heard of it, but she created
this. Are you being sarcastic?
Yes, I totally am.
But, you know what's funny? And I'll mention this. All this Inflatium stuff, you know, we had it on the show. It was great. I love it. I think it's brilliant. We're all so proud of her. It's so hard to do. This is someone who's developed stuff as well. Just to see it come into fruition and it be excited. Guess who's never got, like, sent an Inflatium?
What?
This guy right here.
Oh.
I'm like, where's my Inflatium? So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go online. I'm going to buy it like everybody else. Oh. That's what I'm going to do.
You know, that's what Sonny would say. Jeff says, hey, can I get an Inflatium? And she'd just say Party City. That's what she'd say. And you know.
Exactly.
All right, Jeff. I know we're going to get to see it. We're going to have the links up to SobeWFF.org to get out there and see you and Jeff in action making Bloody Marys, all different styles, at Point Royale down there in South Beach. And before we let you go on the social media side, you're so active. You're sharing all the stuff that you guys are doing. You guys are all over the place. Where can people go to keep up with you?
At Jeff Morrow on Twitter and Instagram. That's just at my name, Jeff Morrow. And then the real Jeff Morrow on Facebook for my fan page. Just go to Instagram. That's like the, you know, that's the center of it all, the apex, if you will. Follow me. There's a, you know, pretty big announcement, probably our biggest announcement yet coming up in the next week or two. So maybe we'll have another conversation, Dane.
All right. We'll have to stay tuned for that. Thanks, Jeff. We'll see you down at South Beach. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Always, man. Toodles.